really interesting word. And when you think about the word perfect, we all use that in our daily language on a very consistent basis, right? It's a word that we use to describe things that are the way we need them to be, the way we want them to be. But I think also many of us use the word perfect to designate what we're trying to achieve, what we want something to be, what we want our work product at work to be, what we want ourselves to look like, to be like, to our careers to look like. And so that word perfect has always been something that I've struggled with a bit. I've struggled with it on it being kind of a strength of wanting to have a really high quality product in the work I do. But I've also struggled with it being a weakness in striving for something that isn't realistic. And so I wanted to do this podcast on a topic that there's a book written about, but even before the book, this is something that a great mentor of mine told me, and that it's something that I've shared with many people around me, and that concept of being brave, not perfect. And so I want to walk through kind of what that means today, because I think it's important for all of us as leaders and all of us that have influences on the next generation of leaders to really think about what this means. And so first off, I just want to start with the definition of perfect. So this is how it's defined: as having all of the required or desirable elements, qualities, or characteristics as good as it's possible to be. So the definition makes sense in words, but what doesn't make sense is that there, in my eyes, there really is no true definition of perfect. What is perfect? Because what I would describe as desirable elements, qualities, etc., is not the same as what someone else would describe. So my idea of perfect and someone else's idea of perfect is very different. So there is no universal definition of perfect and what that should look like. So why do so many of us strive for something that doesn't actually exist? Why is our life goal to achieve some finish line that's either always moving or isn't really there at all? We're working towards some perfection. We're waiting for something to be just perfect before we do something. But if that doesn't exist, what are we waiting for? What are we working towards? And so for me, throughout my career, and especially as a business leader and business owner, is I've really tried to shift my mindset to a healthier focus that I think is more focused on being brave. And bravery is defined as ready to face or endure danger or pain and showing courage. So bravery to me is stepping into something where you're unsure. It's doing something that you don't know if you can do. It's taking that chance. And what if each time that we were struggling with trying to get something perfect, with trying to be perfect, we just decided to be brave instead? What do you think our world would look like if everyone took this approach? That instead of trying to be perfect, we took a chance to be brave and to step out and to say that thing that needs to be said, to bring that new idea to our organization, to have that tough conversation. I believe that bravery is where our true happiness and fulfillment comes from. We just don't call it bravery. But when we achieve something that was a little scary or that we didn't know we could do, we feel happy. We feel significant. We feel fulfilled, like we've made a little bit of a dent in the world. So I believe that bravery is what causes us to do that. And when we chase perfection, we create a world where we're constantly striving and working and chasing something that I don't even know will fulfill us, even if we did get to it, if there is such a thing of getting to perfection. None of us are going to wake up one day and say, finally, I'm perfect. It's just not going to happen. There's always going to be something else. Just like, finally, I'm successful. there's even when you reach a certain level of success, there's always that next level. There's always something more that you can do. There's something more that you can achieve. So I believe that instead, if we can wake up every day and say, today, I'm going to do something brave. I'm going to do something that is a little uncomfortable. Or I'm going to do something that pushes me out of that comfort zone. Bravery is in those big moments, right? Making a big change, a career change, right? Making a big decision about your life. That's bravery. But I also believe that bravery is in the small moments day to day, right? Choosing to reach out to that potential game changer client that we've had anxiousness about because we're not sure. You know, we're afraid we're going to get rejected. We're afraid they're going to say no. Bravery is having that tough conversation with your boss about what you want, what your strengths are, and how you want to use them more every day. Bravery is having that tough coaching conversation with an employee on an area that you need them to improve. What if the cure to our fear, to the limitations that we put on ourselves every single day, is in bravery? If bravery is the answer to our growth that we want to create for ourselves, for our businesses, for our families, and for our lives. Because we've all heard that nothing in life is free and nothing truly worth it is easy. As you think back on your life, the things that matter most to you, the things that you remember and that you're proud of, your proudest moments are not the things that came easy to you. They're the things that we had to work through. They're the things that we had to step into fear. They're the things where we had to be brave. So what if somehow we could turn off that feeling of and that fear of failing? What if that fear didn't exist? What would you do? If you could just be brave without fear, what would you do? What could we do as a country, as a community, as an organization, if we didn't live in the fear that it might not work out, that someone won't approve, that someone might have an opinion about what I think, how I believe, what I think is right? And I realize that this isn't something that we can do in every single aspect of our life. But what if we started small? What if we started by standing up for something that we believe in without the fear that everyone's going to agree with you? Because they're not. It's not possible. That's where perfection gets in the way, is that if we believe that we need to wait until our message is perfect for us to go out and tell everybody, it's never going to exist, because the moment we say it, it's not perfect for somebody. Someone's not going to agree with us. But being brave is saying it anyway. Being brave is bringing your idea forward at work without the fear that people are going to think you're an idiot. Not everybody's going to get it. But the people that matter might, and that's being brave. Being brave is standing up for what we want in our careers without the fear that we're going to get fired. Standing up for ourselves and saying, here's what I want from this position. Here's how I'd like to grow and change. That's being brave. Being brave is sharing that crazy idea that you've had for years with someone else. Right? It's scary, but it's brave. And so being brave is risky. And I think that's what catches most of us up, is that yes, it is risky. There is risk to stepping out, to doing something different than everyone else. But the interesting thing about this is the only way to normalize it is to do it often. Once bravery becomes a mindset and an approach versus an event, then we take the risk out of it. The risk diminishes. We normalize it. So just like anything else, the only way to build your bravery muscle is to exercise it. And exercise it every day, in those small incremental things that we do. So what I want to challenge you with today is to take inventory of where you're striving for perfection and something that might not be supported by some people, but something that will make us proud regardless. I want you to focus on what those things are. And here's my commitment to you. I'm going to continue to be brave in these podcasts. I'm going to keep bringing topics that make me think, that help me grow, and I'm going to hope they do the same for you. I'm not going to shy away from topics just because I'm not sure if everyone's going to be interested in them. I'm going to push forward and bring those topics to the forefront because I want people to think differently. You do not have to agree with all my perspectives and my opinions on this podcast, but I do want to make you think differently. I want to give you something that's going to challenge your mind a little bit. I waited for years to start this podcast because I was worried that it might not be perfect, that people might not like everything that I had to say or my perspective on things, and that I was going to be, right, they were going to be disagreeing and not, they weren't going to like it, right? I was worried about what everybody else would think. And there are still days today where I worry that the audio and the production quality might not be perfect, right? This isn't a beautifully produced and edited podcast. It's just real. It's just me or me and a guest and a microphone. And I choose to be brave every day now with this podcast and not worry about how perfect it is, but worry about how real it is and how brave it is on the concepts that we're talking about and the people that are on here sharing their stories when they don't have to. They don't have to be here talking about their journeys and the things that weren't as glamorous and the things that weren't perfect about their journeys. They're just here being brave because they know that that's going to help someone else. So, which one are you going to choose today? The perfect path that others are already walking down and that really doesn't exist? Or the brave one, the brave path that allows you to create the path itself because no one else has already done it? That's my challenge for you today. Is to, instead of focusing on the perfect, focus on what you can do to be brave today. Thank you to the podcast listeners for allowing me to be brave, for your support, for your feedback, and for continuing to listen into this, because the goal of this is to make you feel like you can step into bravery, that you can do that thing that you've been stuck on, that you can shift your mindset just a little bit to move forward in fear. That's the whole goal of this podcast. And so that's what I want to remind you today, that to focus on those superpower strengths that you have, because those are what's going to allow you to step into bravery and ultimately step into the next level of success, whatever that looks like for you. Thanks, everyone.